morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday. 18th. Maybe the luck of the Irish will spill over from yesterday and markets will capture some green today. Following a bumpy week for stocks, markets closed out Friday in the red. The Dow dropped 190 points, or about 0.5%. The S&P 500 lost 0.65%, and the NASDAQ ended down nearly 1%. Bill, let's get into a new week with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes, good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. We're up 0.79%. That's a strong opening this morning. You got to be happy about that. I mean, you know, there's always volatility ahead of these central bank meetings. And, you know, tonight, this afternoon or this evening, we're going to get a decision from the Bank of Japan. The FOMC is on Wednesday, the Bank of England on Thursday. The BOJ is expected to hike interest rates, while the FOMC and the Bank of England are expected to leave rates unchanged. You know, when those announcements come out, the key thing that I'm really going to be watching for on Wednesday with the FOMC meeting is going to be that update to the dots plot, because, you know, from what I'm seeing, what I'm reading is that they're now going to be penciling 2 rate cuts this year, which is down from 3, which, you know, it's kind of big, and, you know, the market is rallying. So, you know, that we'll see if that holds true. What else do I see? NASDAQ's resolved its issue impacting connectivity at the exchange. All systems are now said to be operating normally. You know, Apple and Google are moving this morning. There's talks between those two guys. NVIDIA, they got that GTC conference starting today. Keynote address is coming today, and they're going to be discussing their latest AI offerings. President Bush is going to be announcing a chip grant on Wednesday in Arizona. That's going to be key. But we're looking at overseas. We're looking at the overseas markets. We're looking at the DAX. It's up 47 points or 0.27%. We're looking at the FTSE. It's up 21.50, which is 0.28%. And the CAC is also trading higher. It was a lower at the opening, but now it's higher. It's up 0.17% or 14.11 points this morning. Looking last night in Asia. Asia had some strong gains. We're looking at the Nikkei. The Nikkei jumped 2.67%. That's over 1,000 points, 1,032 points last night. Hong Kong was a little milder. It was up, you know, 0.1% or 16 points. Shanghai Composite in China was up almost 1%, 0.99%, which is 30 points. There's some positive economic data out of China, which is a reason why you've seen the Asian markets, Hong Kong and Shanghai, move higher. Keeping an eye on oil this morning. Oil is showing some gains this morning, which is positive to see. We're looking at WTI is at the $81.59 a barrel, up 0.68%, whereas in Brent's at $85.85, which is up 0.60%. So, you know, that is strong. I mean, there's, you know, increased or heightened risks of additional attacks by Ukraine on Russian energy infrastructure, which is causing some concern this morning. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning markets update report, Emily.
Bill, we're jumping into a big week here, as you mentioned, with all of those announcements on monetary policy. You know, we're running a little bit slow when it comes to earnings releases, but we're going to get there before we look at the day's economic events and take a look at the week. So, Bill, what is going on in terms of earnings action today?
Well, I mean, today, what do we have? We had Scientific Systems, you know, come out, Scientific Applications, they came out this morning. These guys, you know, they missed by 3 cents, but it was done on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's down, you know, 6%. Upcoming this afternoon, we have Core & Main, that's ticker CNM, Charlie, Nancy, Mary. Their EPS is 34 cents. The expected move is 8.1%, 10 cents coming out tomorrow morning. Their EPS is 14 cents. Expected move is 14.47%. But we do have a number of earnings coming out this week that you want to be paying attention to, including Micron, FedEx, Lululemon, Nike, and others. So it's going to be an interesting week for earnings, Emily.
And we'll keep track of all of that right here on Newswire's Trade Talk throughout the week, following those releases as they come out. Now we're going to turn to economic events. Again, it really starts to pick up later in the week as we wait that latest announcement from the Fed on monetary policy. And as you mentioned, Bill, the dot plot, not just what they're doing now, but what they may be doing throughout the rest of the calendar year. But let's start with Monday, Bill. What is going on in terms of economic events?
Yeah, at 10 a.m., we got the housing market index. That's going to be the only report I see that has any potential of creating a little volatility. Everything else is really waiting on the Fed stuff to come out. The dot plot historically has been very, you know, unpredictable. It's not a great indicator. Remember, we were talking, you know, multiple rate cuts in December. Then it would drop down to three rate cuts. And now it looks like they're penciling two. So, you know, the dot plot is a moving target. And it's not an exact indication, but it does kind of show the way the Fed is thinking. But we'll have to wait and see what the Fed comes out with when they release later this week, Emily.
And the other thing you're keeping track of this morning, as you do every morning, are the day's other market moving headlines. As you get back to your desk on a Monday morning, even though, Bill, you're probably at your desk all weekend, you know, most of us are returning to our desk this morning and we're trying to get a good feel for the day and the week ahead. So you're looking at things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts. You're taking a look at your stocks group together, your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks, and capturing information you need for the trading day and week ahead, all using your newsware. So, Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
Just doing a quick data check on my Dow stocks. I'm showing 8 lower, 1 unchanged, or the rest are higher. My FANG stocks are all showing good gains this morning, which is positive. Bank stocks are higher. Autos, for the most part, are showing gains. You know, airlines look positive. You know, drug stocks are mixed. Semiconductors are rallying. There's some good news going on in there. Talking about some of the news behind the tape, Apple and Google are said to be in talks over the Gemini AI system and licensing deals for iPhones. They're also kind of in discussions with Microsoft. So, you know, no deal's been made clear yet, but they're just in talks right now. We'll have to see what Apple decides to do for, you know, an AI system in these new iPhones that they're going to have coming out. Amazon. Hey, there were reports that FedEx and Amazon were discussing a partnership in 2023 over the handling of returns. It didn't result in agreement, but there were talks, and you know, past talks can lead to future talks. So, you know, always keep that in mind. Tesla ticker TSLA, the stock is rallying this morning as prices for the Model Y EVs will increase in April. We were looking at Tesla's up 3.8% this morning. We're talking Dow Jones 30 stocks. You know, Apple ticker AAPL to face class action suits over air tagging stalking. Intel multi-billion dollar chip act grant is set to be announced on Wednesday. Biden's going to be in Arizona for that announcement. Home Depot, the retailer's new distribution centers are aimed at speeding up the handling of construction materials for big ticket orders. McDonald's said on Friday their global tech outage was not a result of a hacking incident. 3M at Minnesota Mining Manufacturing, they're said to be having an Investors Day tomorrow, worthwhile to keep an eye on. You know, I point out 3M is trading down 0.5% this morning. In terms of mergers and news, NCINCO, ticker NCNC, Nancy Charlie, they're going to be requiring DocFox, a leading solution provider for automating onboard experiences in commercial and business banking. JD.com is said to be considering a potential takeover of UK electronics retailer Curry. In terms of guidance, SAIC, ticker SAIC, they backed 2025 EPS view of $8 to $8.25, street estimate is $8.15. They did raise their full year 2025 revenue view of $7.35 billion. The $7.5 billion, which used to be $7.25 billion. So that's a good uptick. Logic Tech, ticker LOGI, Larry Oscar Grace India, they backed 2024 revenue guidance, $4.2 billion to $4.25 billion. Street estimates at $4.25 billion. That's not great. Shareholders meeting, Perspective Therapeutics, that's ticker CATX, Charlie Apple, Tom X-Ray. They're having an analyst day today starting at 10 a.m. In terms of buyback news, Excel Services, that's ticker EXLS, Edward X-Ray, Larry Sam, they set $125 million accelerated stock buyback plan. Let's talk catalyst calls. SMCI, Sam Michael, Charlie India, they're being added to the S&P 500 today. RLX, Richard Larry X-Ray, RLX Technologies, Citibank opened up a 90-day positive catalyst watch on the stock today. Qualcomm, ticker QCOM, Winton, Charlie, Oscar, Mary. They said Monday that it has launched Snapdragon 8 Gen 3, which is aimed at lower-tier devices than the previous Snapdragon release. Ticker Rare, RARE, Richard Apple, Richard Edwards, JP Morgan just opened up a positive catalyst watch going into data on ticker RARE. That's what I have for you in terms of news in the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. We've now made it to that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to start this week?
You know, I'm going to go with Stone and Company, ticker STNE, Sam, Tom, Nancy, Edward. EPS is this afternoon. Estimates are 29 cents. Expected move is $11, is 11.90%. You're looking at Friday's call volume. You know, it wasn't positive. I mean, 6,643 calls versus 9,479 puts. I don't really love that. But you look at the open interest, 98,547 versus 40,087. That's definitely positive. Major brokers do like the stock. They've been raising price targets. Positive earnings report last quarter, including a big buyback. You know, if I can get in the $17.25, you know, around that area, I think I should be able to make some money here. So that's my pick of the day. Stone & Company, ticker STNE, Sam, Tom, Nancy, Edward, Emily.
Bill, we will follow that one along with you today. And coming up, we're going to look at Friday's pick of the day when we do a recap on that to see how that went. But before we get there, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Okay, what do we see here? Tesla's Model Y prices will increase by $1,000 on April 1st. Ticker FOUR, Frank Oscar, Uncle Richard. Stock's down 8% after CEO tells staff taker bids not high enough. RILY, Richard India, Larry Yellow. This is B. Riley, unable to file 10K due to the fact that they're finalizing their financials. Remember, they got that hedge fund incident going on there. NVIDIA, ticker NVDA. They got that GTC conference starting today. Keynote speeches today. Amazon, ticker AMZN. Their spring sales event's going to start on Wednesday. Pfizer, ticker PFE, they lowered their stake in Helion to 24%. Target, ticker TGT, Tom Grace, Tom, they're going to be in an attempt to reduce stuff. They're going to, you know, limit their self-checkout lines to 10 items. General Mills, ticker GIS, they're releasing earnings Wednesday morning. Expect to move $3.11 when they release. Reddit IPO as much as 5 times oversubscribed. Wow, we knew that was going to be a big one. Meta Platforms, Turkey's competitive authority imposed an interim measure on the company meant to hinder data sharing between the Instagram and Threads platforms as it investigates possible issues of abuse in the company's dominant market position. Taiwan Semiconductor is looking at building an advanced packaging capacity in Japan. Ticker UBER, Uber Technologies, they agreed to pay $178 million to settle a lawsuit brought by Australian taxis operators and drivers. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we get to trading on this Monday to start another week, let's take a look at your pick of the day from Friday, which was Amazon. You did just remind us of their spring sales event later this week, which you did mention last week as well during your Newswire alerts. You did give us that note about Amazon and FedEx. You were hoping on Friday to take some advantage of some volatility in the stock. Bill, how did your call work out?
It didn't work out. I mean, you know, the whole, I got in way too early. You know, the fact is that, you know, I was expecting a pop for Monday morning. We're seeing the gain, you know, Amazon's up, you know, $1.28 this morning, but I got in way too early. I should have waited till that last tick of the day. And that was my problem with Amazon. I thought it was cheap in the morning and it just continued to move a little lower, but the pop did happen. But, you know, I got in too early and Amazon was not a winner on Friday. And I'm sorry, I'll do better next time.
But we'll continue to watch that one. like you say, we live to trade another day, and we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Stone Co. pick of the day. Bill, thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.